Hey everybody, it's Wendy Cholby from wendycholby.com, and I'm very pleased to have a special guest on this audio post. I'd like to welcome Pamela Wilson of bigbrandsystem.com, who has lots of really good information on branding, design, graphics, marketing, all of that. And I'd like to start out by asking, since there are a lot of marketing advice sites and graphic design sites and branding information out there, what is unique and different about bigbrandsystem.com?
That's a great question. Hi, Wendy.
Hello.
How are you? That's a great question. What I try to do at the Big Brand System is really focus on people who are running either very small or one person or solopreneur type businesses, because my belief is that those businesses are the ones who can benefit the most, more than any other kind of business, from really good design and marketing. And what I try to do is teach those two things together. So I try to teach about marketing, but I'm always incorporating design tips as well, because I just believe it gives them a competitive advantage. I think especially when your business is small, if everything you do looks very professional and very polished, it just builds trust in your company. And when you're a small business, of course, you want and need to build that trust. And when you have those two elements working together, you have good marketing and good design, it's very powerful. I've seen it. I've been doing this for 25 years, and I've seen it work over and over, and it's just amazing when you get the two working hand in hand.
And that's actually a great segue into the first question I had, which is precisely about people who are starting out with their first website. Maybe they're trying to start a business on the side, or they have an idea they'd like to sell something. And one of the first things that I always hear is, you know, I don't have a budget for a designer. I'm not sure what I should be paying for. And later on, you know, I can afford to have graphic design and have things designed for me. So what would be the place you would recommend starting? What's the most important thing to start with when you're just starting off?
I think if you're starting out with a website and you don't have a big budget for design, if you can maybe only get one thing done, to me, the element of a website that gives it the most immediate impact and personality is the header artwork. A lot of the themes that you use, that you can find, have built-in headers, and they're basically just text. I mean, you type in the name of your site. Name of your site goes here. You know, you type it in, and there's the name of your site, and it's just a typeface. And what happens when you do that is your site looks like everyone else's website. So if you have custom header artwork, and the price for that can really vary. I mean, you can spend a lot of money or you can spend a small amount of money. But if it's custom and no one else has a header like that, and it's really reflective of what your business offers, and it's targeted to the people who you want to reach, that can give your website a huge impact that basically nothing else can do. I mean, there's nothing else that gives that kind of impact.
So a custom header for a website, and then is there kind of a roadmap going forward from that? Like, you've got a custom header. From there, can you, like, what would be the next things you should get, or can you kind of pull elements and colors from the header?
Yes, absolutely. And this is where, and I know we're going to talk about this later, but this is where having a theme for your, I'm assuming we're talking about a WordPress site because that's your expertise, right?
Yes, so, yes.
And of course, you and I both really like WordPress sites and just find them to be very flexible. So if you do have a WordPress site and you're working with a theme, this is where having a theme that gives you easy access to some of those design controls so that you can go in and make color changes and make typeface changes is awesome, because you have a custom header and then you can pull colors from that that you apply throughout the site, and everything starts to look really cohesive and really nice, and it's sort of telling the same story no matter what page of the site you're on.
Ah, that's a good point. Yeah. And I could get off into a discussion of sidebars and widgets and things, but I like where we're going with this idea of WordPress themes, because there are so many themes out there, thousands and thousands of them. And I often get asked how to find and choose a good theme. And I agree with you that I like having a theme that has some control. But it's also very interesting because the themes that give you the most control, you also have to make the most decisions.
Yes, absolutely. It can be a little overwhelming.
Yeah, and I've had people say that to me, that, you know, choosing a theme where you get to put in all the elements, they just don't know where to start, and it's overwhelming. So, and yet, you know, those are the ones that give you the most power, and you end up with the most custom look. So I wonder how to navigate that. I mean, you know, I always recommend choosing a theme that has lots of controls, and from the tech side, that makes it easy. But from a design perspective, is it possible for people to go wild and, you know, create a design monstrosity? And what would you recommend?
Yeah, they can create a design monstrosity if they're not careful. And I know, you know, one of the big questions is, should you go ahead and get one of these themes with design controls, or should you just get one of those themes that just looks good out of the box? And,
right,
you know, and that's it. You're asking me, so this is my opinion, and I'm sure if you ask someone else, they might say something different. But in my opinion, if you get one of those themes that looks good out of the box, that's wonderful, because you don't have to make all of those decisions. But this is the big caveat to the whole thing. Your site is going to look exactly like someone else's site. I mean, there's so little that you can customize on those themes that you're going to be surfing around on the web, and you're going to come across a site that looks just like yours, except it has a different name at the top. And to me, that's a huge drawback, because one of the things that you want to accomplish as a small business is to be memorable. And you want your marketing materials to be memorable as well. And when they look exactly like another company's, it's pretty hard to be memorable. So I always recommend the themes with design controls. And the other reason for that, it's the ability to make them custom. But the other way to think about it is, if you are overwhelmed by the choice provided by those themes, one way to handle that is to... I mean, my belief is those themes look good right out of the box. So it's not like you have to go in and modify them a lot to make them look good. They're going to look good coming out of the box. So you can start with baby steps. I mean, it's like everything else in life. You just start with baby steps. You don't have to do it all at once. The custom header is an excellent place to start, because it is just a huge impact, and it's right at the top of your site. It's the first thing that people see when they get there. And then maybe the next little baby step is to select a background color. Maybe you pull a color out of that header design and you apply that to your background, to, you know, to the sides, to either side of your content area. So that's something else that makes your site look very custom. And then maybe once you're used to that, then maybe you say, okay, well, maybe I'll make my headlines a color too. So that can be your next step. And you can do this gradually. You can do it over time. When you're first setting up a site, a lot of what is sort of taking your time and your energy is just getting the site to work, getting your plugins installed and getting your content in there. So it's not a bad idea to maybe get your custom header, get your site up there, and start it out with a certain look that you then just kind of tweak over time. You, as you have more time and you've had more contact with the people who are reading your site, you have a better idea of what they want as well. So you can go in and make those tweaks. So little by little, is baby steps is the way to do it.
Baby steps. And it's great if you can do those baby steps within the same theme, so without having to switch themes and change things around to that extent.
Exactly. And that's the beauty of those themes that have design controls, because they look good starting out, and you don't have to throw them out to get a different look. You can just go in and tweak and change some things.
Yeah, I think that sometimes people think they need a complete redesign, and really a few tweaks can make a huge difference.
Absolutely.
So thinking about the custom header, you put up a WordPress site with a custom header, and so you have something unique. I want to actually branch out, I want to branch out a little bit into some other marketing. If you have a website, you may have seen lots of advice to have an email list, to send a newsletter, to contact people by email. And we have email service providers that can let you produce HTML emails that have images and colors and different fonts, and you can make it essentially match your website if you have somebody maybe scale down that custom header to fit into your email. And yet there's another marketing school of thought that says just make the emails plain text, they'll get delivered, they'll be readable, and people will read them. So I just wonder from a designer perspective what you think about HTML with images and colors versus plain text emails.
Well, you're asking a designer, so you know how I'm going to answer. I believe that HTML emails are a much better way to customize the appearance of your email. So I think, you know, when you're looking to stand out in someone's inbox, a well-designed, well-put-together HTML email is going to stand out more than a text email because the text email looks like all the other text emails that they get. So there's that. And then the other piece of it, from the perspective of the person who owns the mailing list, so that's you and me and everyone else who's listening, if you have a mailing list and you're using one of these email software companies, HTML emails can be tracked. So when someone opens that email, you get a little message back that the email was opened from the company that you're emailing the message with. If you just send a plain text message, you have no way of knowing how many people actually read your email. So that's, to me, that's another huge advantage of using HTML emails, because you have that trackability as a from the perspective of a list owner. And the other thing to remember is that most of these email software companies give you the ability to send a plain text email at the same time that you send the HTML email. And that's considered nowadays, that's just like a best practice thing that you should be doing anyway. So I know when I put together, of course, I put together HTML emails. My topic is very visual, so I have to use these HTML emails, and I'm a big believer in them. But at the same time, I take all the text out of those emails, and I paste it into the plain text box in my email software, and I send out both. So if for some reason someone can't or does not want to receive HTML emails, there's a plain text email that's going out at the same time, and they can read that.
Thanks for pointing that out, because that is a best practice. And the idea that you can track the links inside an HTML email is, it's like it's not only design, it's actually valuable marketing information, because that's how you can learn about what people are clicking on, what they're opening, and what you can send next time to get them to open and click.
Right. And I did want to add something else. You talked about scaling down the header image, and there's online software that does this beautifully. So you wouldn't have to pay someone to take your header image and scale it down. Picnic.com, and it's PICNIK.com. You can upload your website header image into Picnic.com and then scale it down. Usually HTML emails are 600 pixels wide for the header image. That's usually the size that you try for, because those seem to display pretty reliably in most email readers. So you can scale it down to 600 pixels wide, save the image, and you've got your email header image.
Oh, great tip for picnic.com and a reliable rule of thumb on width for emails. That's good, 600 pixels. I think mine are 600 pixels wide, but I need to go check. So thanks for that tip.
You're welcome. You're welcome. They probably are.
Well, we've covered a range of topics here, and I guess I just want to close by asking, what's next for BigBrandSystem.com, and where can we find more of your design and branding advice?
Well, I'm so glad that you asked, because, and I'm glad that we're talking this week, actually, because I have a series that I'm running right now, and it's kind of a limited time thing, and I would love it if people want to go and take advantage of this. It's called the Solitary Marketer Success Series, and it's exactly for these people who I want to reach, people who have small businesses who need to work on their marketing and their design by themselves. And it's kind of a series to help them to be successful at that effort. The first piece of information in the series is already out, and it's a little video called Marketing Bloopers. And it's all about how large companies, even with huge marketing budgets, you know, despite their huge marketing budgets, have made some pretty massive and pretty hilarious marketing mistakes over the years. So I share those, but I also talk about how to take those mistakes and apply them to our small businesses so that we don't make them, basically. And I also shared a piece of information today. It's a special report, and that's available when people go to the site. They can get that. It's called Brand Rehab. And it's quick steps that you can take to try to improve the way that your brand communicates and the way that it appears. And I've got another video that will happen later this week. So this is a great week to visit the site because there's some really good information, and I'll give you the link so that you can share it with your listeners.
Yes, there is a link right below this audio player if you're listening on my blog. And I have seen the Marketing Bloopers video, funny stuff, and very relevant too, even to small businesses. So I'm so glad that's out there. And if you're listening in the future and the limited time offer has passed, there will be a working link so you can see some more of Pamela's design and branding advice. And I think that about covers it. I'm so glad that you joined me. Thanks for your time this morning.
You're welcome, Wendy. It's always fun to talk to you. Thanks for inviting me, and I'm happy to come back whenever you want to chat again.
All right, thanks.